Yesterday, we got the long-awaited National Dental Plan was released by the federal government. The question of who qualifies, it's actually pretty simple. You don't have to do a lot of work. If you're uninsured, if you're an uninsured Canadian, that's important. Uninsured Canadians with a household income under $90,000. That's about it. Okay. Pretty much that's the only qualification you need to meet. Not everyone in that category can start going to the dentist today, though. Okay. The rollout here is going to be phased, and some of you are going to have to wait more than a year before you can actually tap into this. But in the end, what it's going to come down to is coverage, dental coverage for millions and millions of Canadians who do not have it right now, which is a good thing. With a price tag, and we'll see how the system works. We're going to have a chat now with Dr. Elena Hernandez-Cusi, who is a general dentist at the Cusi Dental Group. Dr. Hernandez-Cusi, thanks so much for being here. Appreciate your time again.
Glad to be here. Thank you, Shay.
So this plan, obviously, it's going to greatly increase the access to dental care for Canadians. That's a good thing, right? I mean, that's something that obviously is going to be helpful.
Yes, the goal of this is to make sure that those Canadians that currently are avoiding the dentist from a monetary or income basis and the affordability, I guess, will finally see something perhaps that will help them, particularly children and seniors. In the initial phases, I think seniors come first and then more children. I think they're phasing that as well. And eventually anyone who has a certain income bracket would then qualify for this supplemental coverage that will get them in the door so that they don't have as many emergencies as the hope. And prevention is, of course, always
an
important thing. Yes.
I wanted to ask you about the importance of this because, you know, we talk about dental care and we know as kids it's drilled into our skulls that we need to go every 6 months or whatever the case is. How important is it, and this will definitely help a lot of kids, and that's sort of where, and you mentioned the seniors, and that's definitely part of it too, but just sort of helping children go to the dentist, that's going to make a big difference, isn't it, to their overall well-being?
Absolutely. The earlier we can get a child to see a dentist, the more at ease they will be with the whole process of being a dental patient. Simple procedures are easier for them to go through. They're less costly. So obviously getting children to a dentist at an early stage and often is important to maintain health, and that sets the precedent for their entire lifetime, because if you learn to take care of your teeth and are given all of that information and all of the how-tos and whys and appreciation for this, then that makes that person be more, and of course the diet as well, talking about what things they can do to help prevent all of the problems that will lead to cavities and infections. So absolutely, children would be my best place to make sure that we have access to make sure that we do have that early opportunity to help.
I would agree with you, and I thought, you know, getting the attention on children right away would be a focus of the government too, but it's not. It's going to be over a year until kids qualify for this coverage, starting with seniors, like right, you know, this month, 87 years and up. And I mean, not to say that's a bad thing, but why do you think the importance was put on seniors' dental care?
I have no understanding of this. I think these are several levels of government that are looking at this, and I think that they have people that are guiding this process. I mean, you're asking an everyday, you know, not wet, gloved wet finger dentist an opinion, and I have to go with what I know my community of dentists would say, that, you know, we're not the ones that are making these changes. I think there's input from all of the provinces to this new plan so that there will be some guidance there.
Yeah.
So I think that is all being worked, and again, our Alberta Dental Association will be very, very active with this and has certainly expressed what we feel is helpful. But again, all of this is going to be ultimately, I think, decided federally for the program, and so we wait. You know, if we were king, we would often do things a different way. Sometimes it's not possible, and there are reasons why they're, I'm sure, going to choose one way or another. But I think ultimately the goal will be that many Canadians that today, right now, have no access to care because of a financial reason would hopefully qualify and then go to that. And of course, it requires that the person then is aware of the program, applies for the program, and is approved, and you know, all of this from that end has to happen. So some individuals that maybe aren't you know, computer savvy or whatever might need some help with getting them in the door to help them go through that process, because That's not up to the dentist. That
sure.
would be.
Absolutely. In terms of what's covered, and we take a look at it, and it looks like they're focusing on the basics, which I think makes a lot of sense, right? Cleanings, checkups, cavities, root canals.
Correct.
That makes good sense. They sort of covered what they need to cover, right?
And it looks like it has a maximum of $650 for any situation. It starts at zero if you don't qualify, to a smaller number if you have a certain income that's higher, you know, underneath $90,000. And as it gets lower and lower, you get more and more benefit. So I think this is going to be a supplement. In some situations, there will be potentially a co-payment, meaning that some part of the treatment will be covered, while another part would be something that person would have to make some payment for. This is the information we have been given. We don't have all of it, and it has, I'm sure, again, going to have a lot of provincial association input as to how this gets actually allocated. And again, qualifying is the first step, then that's up to the federal government who qualifies, and that's an income thing right off your...
Yeah.
Your taxes. Yeah.
In terms of implementation, I mean, they've partnered with Sun Life, and I'm sure as someone who runs a dental office, you're very familiar with going ahead and building an insurance company. So that I was surprised by that, to be honest with you, that they sort of went with a third party. But at the end of the day, that seems to make just a ton of sense.
I would expect that they must have vetted different options of how to do this. I would have... I'm not sure why they picked a particular company to do this. I mean, Sun Life is one of the major carriers dental insurance, but it's not the only one, so I don't know what opportunities other companies had to have input, or if there was a consideration to just doing this program sort of in-house through the government. I don't know, but which is how we've had our Alberta Seniors Plan has been done through the Alberta government, as well as the Child Health Benefit Plan. So, and there are reasons I'm sure they've picked it. I'm sure that there's these are companies that are very familiar with receiving claims. And so the first step is if a person qualifies. The second step is when they have treatment done. I suspect the dentist would then send some information to make sure this person has that coverage, and then they go from there.
Yeah, and like we say, you're sort of building off a framework that everybody's already pretty familiar with, so the ease of implementation shouldn't be that bad.
Yeah. One worry I've, you know, heard thrown around is, you know, are small employers going to stop providing dental benefits? And that's a big worry we would have as dentists, because that would be a bigger loss, I think, for people who now do have access to care and have programs that would be available. We don't want people to then say, oh, well, let's just not give that, and then we can just go with this other. Because ultimately, it has a lot of, guidelines, a lot of limitations, as opposed to a regular insurance benefit plan. And we as dentists want to make sure that the person has that, you know, still available.
Yeah, that's a really good point, something I hadn't thought of. You could see how that choice may be something that would present itself. Doctor, thank you so much for your time. As always, I really appreciate your analysis of this.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.